I am Otto von Habsburg, the son of Emperor and King Charles of Austria-Hungary, and I remember the collapse of the monarchy in 1918. My earliest remembrances was the coronation of my father in Budapest. I went to that religious service in the same loggia as the then King of Bulgaria, King Ferdinand, who tried to explain to me the sense of coronation. I was quite bored by it because I didn't understand half of what he was saying. But anyhow, that sight was extremely impressive. My father was riding up on a white horse, making strokes of the sword in all directions as a symbol that he would defend Hungary in its integrity. The Habsburg monarchy had 12 nationalities and 12 different languages, although this wasn't easy to rule. The empire was split by nationalist forces and did not enough include the Slavic nations. The goals of my father, in collaboration with the different nationalities, was to reconstruct it into a real confederation of different units. Of course, the decisive element in the downfall of the monarchy was the First World War. The declaration of the Allies that they would not negotiate with the monarchy but only with individual new governments of the different parts of the monarchy. That was, of course, a great temptation to the nationalities, each one to get a better deal in these negotiations. The decisive decline came in the second half of 1918. There was the Allied blockade, which had created a state of starvation and of economic difficulties, which created widespread dissatisfaction. Consequently, it was very difficult to keep things together. There was always the question which one was the weaker side in the monarchy, whether it was the Austrian side or the Hungarian side. Father had gone to Hungary in November 1918 in order to keep Hungary quiet. Then the situation started to deteriorate in Austria. But in order to show the Hungarians that he would come back, he left us, his children, in the castle of Gödöllő near Budapest, and that is where we lived this upheaval, the change, the shooting, which one could hear in the castle of Gödöllő. It was always in crisis. You felt it. My father was, of course, trying to establish peace. When he saw that it was no longer possible, his efforts were then to make it as much as possible an unbloody transition, at least save the people. He was clearly seeing that it was going to pieces. Immediately after the downfall of the monarchy, a gentleman came who was loyal to the monarchy, and since many of the leaders of the People's Council, or whatever the name was, it was a sort of government, many were Jews among them, and so he started to speak against the Jews as traitors and so on. And my father, it was one of the few times I saw him really getting extremely angry, telling him that he should not say so, you couldn't generalize. And that has left for my life an enduring impression. He never abdicated, incidentally. He just renounced to the participation in the government. When the thing was ended, he went into exile. Yes, he had to, because he didn't want to go. He wanted to stay home. But he certainly took it with great equanimity and great courage. There was a writer who wrote about him that he reminded him in these 2 years as a pilot whose plane is gradually disintegrating, who desperately tries to hold it online because of the life of the passengers. And that was a little bit the attitude of my father.